Once, when they were passing before an open trapdoor on the stage, Raoul stopped over the dark cavity. "You have shown me over the upper part of your empire, Christine, but there are strange stories told of the lower part. Shall we go down?" She caught him in her arms, as though she feared to see him disappear down the black hole, and in a trembling voice whispered, "Never. I will not have you go there. Besides, it's not mine. Everything that is underground belongs to him." Raoul looked her in the eyes and said roughly, "So he lives down there, does he?" "I never said so. Who told you a thing like that? Come away." "I sometimes wonder if you are quite sane, Raoul. You always take things in such an impossible way. Come along, come." And she literally dragged him away, for he was obstinate and wanted to remain by the trapdoor. That hole attracted him. Suddenly, the trapdoor was closed, and so quickly that they did not even see the hand that worked it, and they remained quite dazed. "Perhaps he was there," Raoul said at last. She shrugged her shoulders, but did not seem easy. "No, no, it was the trapdoor shutters. They must do something, you know. They open and shut the trapdoors without any particular reason. It's like the door shutters. They must spend their time somehow." "But suppose it were he, Christine?"
"No, no. He has shut himself up. He is working."
"Oh, really? He's working, is he?"
"Yes. He can't open and shut the trapdoors and work at the same time."
She shivered. "What is he working at?"
"Oh, something terrible. But it's all the better for us. When he's working at that, he sees nothing. He does not eat, drink, or breathe for days and nights at a time. He becomes a living dead man and has no time to amuse himself with the trapdoors."
She shivered again. She was still holding him in her arms. Then she sighed and said in her turn,
"Suppose it were he."
"Are you afraid of him?"
"No, no, of course not," she said.
For all that, on the next day and the following days, Christine was careful to avoid the trapdoors. Her agitation only increased as the hours passed. At last, one afternoon, she arrived very late with her face so desperately pale and her eyes so desperately red that Raoul resolved to go to all lengths, including that which he foreshadowed when he blurted out that he would not go on the North Pole expedition unless she first told him the secret of the man's voice.